This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy. Leroy? Is he frozen or is he just like staring at nothing?
Okay, so he's moving, so we know he's not just...
Oh, because he was here yesterday. He didn't unmute his damn computer.
Yeah, there you go.
That, and he's not even looking. He's not even looking. You want to know what the thing is funny about him? Take him off screen, JFig, because he's... I don't want him to, like, do something stupid.
Correct.
But, like, you want to know what's adorable about him? He'll sit here and say, where's the link?
Yeah,
he's like a diva.
He sits here
like a diva.
Wow.
And he's like, here, let's just do this. Yeah. How about we just do the thing?
This is my fun part, though, watching you call
it is. It's ridiculous because he's like sitting there staring. He can't hear anything because he muted his damn thing yesterday. And nobody wants to look at this.
He's looking over at the phone.
Here we go.
He takes out the headphones.
Hey, unmute your sight, dude. We've been staring at you talking to you, and you're just staring at the computer doing nothing. Yeah,
it's true. It's true. Oh, he's even like, what are you so angry about?
This
guy called for the link.
And you know what my favorite is when, like, JFix just, like, she types unmute, like, he's going to hear that. He's very clearly not looking at the screen. He's not looking at anything. Yeah. So, like, none of that is going to help. You guys got to, we gotta produce, people. Like, nothing is, that's a shame. He can't hear anything. Yeah, and maybe we should type to him on the platform he's not seeing or hearing anything.
That's good. Hey, but you know what?
And by the way, it was hilarious because you asked for a link like an hour ago. It's the earliest you've ever asked for a link.
No, I usually get it right after the last show.
I know, but you're not logging in like 15 minutes beforehand.
Well, because I needed to know if there was going to be complications we needed to work through.
I told you there would be no complications. The only complications were from you.
We say a lot of things.
Okay.
The only complications were you staring at a screen. But we're here, everybody. Yeah, so were you ever going to come in today, or was it just roll of the dice?
No,
we'll see if it was going to work, baby.
I told you that yesterday.
I know you said you weren't coming in, but then you found out we might not have been able to do the show. Like,
yeah,
were you
and
just
I said, I got to call the pool guy to see if he can switch.
And he couldn't switch?
No, they might have to dig a hole.
What does that mean? Dig a hole? What are they doing? Building you a second pool?
What's going on here? You already have it.
You got to go get the pipe.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Oh, well.
Right.
Do they got to drain your pool?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not a leak, though. I told the guy, I said, hey, buddy, you know, where I'm from, if there's a leak, you lose water. I haven't lost water in a week.
Uh-huh.
So chances are it's not a leak.
Mm.
So I love having to research and do pool stuff for the pool guy.
Interesting.
That you're paying.
He probably wants just that inspection fee, you know?
Diagnose
fee.
Because he came out a couple of weeks ago and he said nothing was wrong and the same thing happened again.
Mm. So what is happening?
When I clean the pool, so you know, you take the filter out, you clean the filter.
Mm-hmm.
This time I changed the filter. I put the filter in, clamped everything, airtight everything. No water runs through the system.
Mm.
Usually I can go back and forth and then all of a sudden it'll start, you know, going through the system. Nothing happened this time. I told him last time and we did it and the water was going through the system. He's like, oh, no, there's no problem. And I'm like, yo, I've like been experiencing this for a while before I call you out here. It's not a one-time thing. Oh, don't worry. You probably just blah, 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 blah. All right. So I hadn't cleaned the filter. I cleaned the filter or changed the filter this weekend. Boom, nothing. Hmm. So instead of trying to fix it, I'm like, no, I'm going to leave it here because I don't want it working when it gets here. I want him to see what I'm experiencing.
Gotcha. All right.
Right. Well, so I got to go out there and go through the process.
When does he get there today? When does he get there?
Between 10 and 12.
Oh, okay. So we'll see. He'll see him at 12:15.
That's why I said. No, you know what? To be fair, he's been pretty good. Like, if he says come at 10, between 10 and 12, he's usually right at 10 or 10:30. Like, it's usually never on the back end of it.
All right. Well, let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Marlins made a crap ton of trades yesterday. Woo! Busy. Busy day for Bendix.
Marcos is playing first base?
Yes, I will be starting this weekend, guys.
Do you think Jake Berger is afterwards? He goes, not me?
I was wondering. I saw all the names. I'm like, no Jake Berger, huh? Really holding on to that Berger promotion.
Nah, Jake, you're affordable.
You're under that control, Jake Berger. Jake Berger's like...
Although Jake Berger does look like he's been in the league for like 17 years, right?
He does. He's the oldest looking 26-year-old you've seen.
Face of the franchise.
For now. For now. Because the face of the franchise is in New York right now, and he looks like the greatest baseball player we've ever seen. Jazz Chisholm is hitting the cover off the ball.
It's like happy life, happy wife, right?
Yeah.
Like, happy winning team, I'm happy.
He's out there, he's hitting, he's like, he's doing for funsies. He's like taking Aaron Judge's bat and hitting home runs. He's like, he's just messing around, and he's got 4 home runs in 2 days. So yesterday he had a huge go-ahead home run for the Yankees, put them up 5-4. They win in extras. He's having the time of his life.
Strong pitch is swung on. Hit deep to right. Back goes Castellanos at the wall. Oh, baby, another one. Adios, amigo. Smooth Jazz does it again. His 4th home run in the series. Jazz Chisholm Jr. is a Bronx bomber from the Bahamas.
Strom's pitch is swung on.
Hit another one?
To right. Back goes Castellanos at the wall. Oh, baby, another one. Adios,
you just
want to
rip salt
amigo.
And just want to play it twice, huh?
That's so well, New York of them.
Isn't it? Don't they have that short porch in right field?
They're in Philly, though. But, yes, Philly is a Little League park for sure. You can hit some bombs, but, I mean, you know him. He don't hit some cheapies. Jazz.
Right. Oh, no. He get his money's worth. But it's amazing that every player that gets traded from the Marlins mysteriously becomes really good when they leave.
Arias has kind of stunk up the joint.
Yeah, but all right. Okay.
But I was asked, because obviously I have a lot of Yankees fans in my life, and they're all asking me, and I just had this feeling. I'm like, I feel like he's going to be awesome for you guys because he is a show pony. Like, I feel like
New York.
When the lights are brighter, I feel like Jazz Chisholm plays better. I feel like he's going to be the toast of that town, and good for him. You know, he's kicking ass. Now, yesterday the Marlins went out and they made a lot of trades. Trevor Rogers, friend of the show, he's gone. Went to the Orioles. This seems to be the trade everybody's most fired up about. They get Connor Norby and Kyle Stowers. But Trevor Rogers, you know, he's not regained the form that he was when he was an all-star. So that seems to be the trade everybody's most pumped about. They traded Tanner Scott for a boatload of pitchers, a lot of top prospects from the Padres. Josh Bell went to the Diamondbacks. Brazoban went to the Mets for Wilfredo Lara. Old Goose Liver, JT Chargois, he went to the Seattle Mariners for Will Schomburg. And then
it literally sounds like we're the farm system for Major League Baseball.
And then Brian De La Cruz went to Pittsburgh for right-handed pitcher Jun Suk Shim and Garrett Forrester. So there you go.
Those two names don't go together.
Nope.
Garrett Forrester seems like a simple name.
Peter Bendix did not have a press conference. He just put out a statement.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Answer for your crimes, Pete.
If you talk, then you got to answer questions.
He said, after a busy trade deadline with many tough decisions, we're excited about the layers of talent joining our organization. Our goal is to be a consistently competitive team with talented and promising players we've acquired. We're confident that we're moving in the right direction and building a deeper, stronger organization. We thank our fans for their continued support and share their goal of being a contending team that they can be proud of. So, write me when
that starts. He hasn't been here that long.
No, this guy's a weasel. I can already tell.
No, don't say that. You don't know that he's a weasel. Answer for your crimes, Pete.
Marcos, here's what I will say.
Yeah.
You can tell he hasn't been here that long with that last statement.
Asking thank you for your continued support. We share the same goal. Patience.
Can I remind you to enjoy SpongeBob Night, which is coming up?
Last time we went to a game, I yelled at Tobin from home plate, and he was in left field.
Throwback night coming up as well.
Tobin, get me a beer. All right.
I hear ya.
Strike two.
So there you go, Marlins. I mean, he was busy. He definitely didn't sit on his hands. He got after it yesterday on trade deadline day, and you know, we'll see if it works out. I'm not, you know, Seems like some you should be fired up about. Seems like others ho hum. We'll wait and see. Been told the Marlins have gotten Halls before, and they've gotten so.
Yeah,
we'll see if Bendix is better at this. We'll see if that's the case. If he's better at this than old Jeets and Denbo.
So far, I'm gonna say no.
Well, it's been a tough start.
But it's not
watching
the last
Jazz
forever.
Chisholm become an MVP has been tough.
Come on.
I mean, you watch Christian Yelich do it.
Yeah, that wasn't him though. That wasn't him. I can't blame him for the crimes of others.
So, you know, I mean, you look at the Stanton and Yelich trades a little bit differently than you look at these.
The Stanton trade I look differently because he made $300 million, knew you weren't going to make anything for him. Blowing the Yelich trade is an all-time blow. Like, that's you screwed the pooch. Marcell Ozuna, you got Sandy. I can't really be too mad at that one. You got a Cy Young pitcher. But that's two front offices ago. Like, that's Mike Hill. Like, what am I?
I got you. I mean,
which is, I think, part of the thing is like nobody knows who to be mad at, and they look at this guy with his glasses, and they're just like, "Beat it, nerd." But he does.
Which is one of the things that I always say about organizations, right? When you have a lot of change within your organization, it usually means that you have a lot of change in the team, the coaches, or whatever. Yeah, I mean, we talk about it all the time. If you get rid of a GM in football, the first guy that usually goes is the coach and then the quarterback because they're all tied together. And then you got to go through that process again. So at what point is the organization? I'm not saying the fans. I'm not saying at what point is the organization going to see this through? Because there has been no regime to date that has actually let it play out, right? They get antsy and then we got to make changes. We got to start over again and the process starts over again. Meanwhile, you're asking the fans to be patient.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, the fans have been patient, but I think the thing that you look at from last year is they look like they had some talent. They kind of went for it, made some good trades at the deadline. You made the postseason. I will give, I wouldn't say pass, but I can give an explanation to, hey, your entire rotation got nuked basically at the start of the season.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But that, you know,
I think it was heading towards Disasterville right away. But I think the thing with it is now is like, I just don't even know because Jazz is obviously hurts and it sucks seeing him go to this and he's the most high profile guy that's gone. And immediately he's going out there, and you see he becomes like one of the faces of baseball. That is what's going to hurt the Marlins fan more than anything. Like you can sit here and you can tell me that
somewhere else.
Yeah, you can sit here and you can tell me that you got a haul for Trevor Rogers and that they fleeced the Orioles. And hey, great. I hope that is the case. I hope these guys turn out to be awesome. I hope the guys that they got for Jazz turn out to be awesome. But it's a big ask. You keep going back to the well of asking, like, hey. Be patient. Right. Keep doing it. It's like
that's more.
Eventually, eventually you're gonna just you run out of feel. I think right now the Marlins are just they're just not even at anger. I think the apathy is just at such a point right now where people are just like, all right, whatever, same old stuff.
I would say, for me, when I see a GM or an ownership say, be patient, right, like. As much as we don't want to be patient with the Dolphins, we can kind of see that, you know, they've tried to get some consistency in their building. And so, like, you may not want to be patient, but at least you can see stuff, right? You can see signs that there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
With the Marlins front office has been the most impatient organization in baseball for the last, 15 years? And they say, you got to wire it out. You got to be patient. I'm like, well, you're not.
Fair. Yeah.
So at what point, and that's what I mean about when you look at the bad organizations in sports, right? Detroit. Detroit hired a coach and fired him after a year and gave him a $6 or $7 million deal. How can you go to your fans and say, be patient? You got to, you know, we're young and we're working through it when you don't even have the patience in your own organization.
You mean the Pistons?
The Pistons. Right? Like, there's organizations that have done that. When you look up at Washington, They've had more coaches than whatever, mm-hmm. right? No, like, I get it. You can't expect, you don't want us to think it's going to turn change overnight, but neither can you. And so that's one of the things I kind of appreciate about what Stephen Ross does. He's like too patient to, you know what I mean? At times he's kept guys a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that. But
I think ultimate,
the Marlins,
yeah.
You can't.
If I were to put the last week in a vacuum, I think they probably did the right thing. Like, they were the worst team in the National League. They will be probably better next year just based on getting their arms back, should they keep Sandy.
Right.
Getting Yuri Perez back and getting Max Meyer back healthy and getting all these guys in the fold. Like, I think that it's going to be inevitable they'll be better next year. But
yeah, I know, but we.
But
still
I don't. I just
they're going to see it through because just like you.
You're
said,
right. I don't
they
know.
Have a month, Sandy's gone.
You're right. I don't. And so I can't sit here. I think you're just going to have to show it if you're the Marlins at this point, because I think
put your Twitter thumbs down.
Yeah.
Put your pen down. And just take the heat and just collectively in the offices say, look, we just gotta, you know, we gotta be patient ourselves and we gotta push through this.
Yeah, it's just all very unbecoming, you know? Like, it's one of these things where, like, I get that Bruce Sherman has come in here with a weird situation because he basically got sidled up with Jeets. That whole Jeets thing fell apart. So Jeets' people gotta go. He wants his own people. But he doesn't have that much money. He's got a bunch of investors. How do you do that? Well, I got to be the Rays, so I go get the Rays guy. And it's just like, right. All right. But like,
then you got rid of what we thought was a pretty good GM in Kim Ng, right?
Got a good and immediately got you know make the playoffs. Kim Ng and the Marlins agree to part ways mutually, in air quotes. Skip Schumacher, we find out a month into the season. Everybody says this guy's a great manager. We all saw it last year. Accountability comes in with Cardinals credibility. Been a champion. Yeah, but
right.
Not at the same page. He's going to be gone. So, like,
in that same breath, you're going to look at us
and say, be patient.
And say, be patient.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
when
like,
good people in your organization.
Yeah, so
it may change. Right.
It's one of these things where, like, hey, if you're sticking out and you're diehard and you're like I was when I was 12 years old watching Jesus Sanchez, the pitcher, not the outfielder, go out there and pitch all the time for the Marlins, and you watch right. them get their teeth drubbed in, and eventually you saw Mike Lowell, Derek Lee, and Alex Gonzalez come together, or you were in 06, you were a kid, and you saw Dan Uggla and Hanley Ramirez, and they all thought they were going to suck Mike Jacobs. I hope that this guy gets the next crop of those guys. I hope.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what to tell you. I mean, like, I'm going to – I respectfully am going to just sit on the sidelines, and I will sit here, and I will, you know, hope – I'll hope, but I don't have a lot of hope because since right. this dude has taken over from Loria, I don't know, really – it does feel like he's ping-ponging all over the place. There's not a lot of direction.
I would say with – all of the things that have happened in the past couple of months, and we have been probably given more excuses as to why things are going the way they are, right? For the organization to not almost, they don't feel the same way we do about this team, and to basically start over again. Yeah, it's a hard thing to swallow when you've been watching it for a long period of time. And this is one of the reasons why you 100% appreciate what the Heat do, even though you wish they would do more, right?
Yeah.
So,
but I can't wait till 11 o'clock to watch my Serbians, you know, go and take on Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
Minus one.
Why?
Oh, that's a minus one.
It's a doubleheader for me today. Come Serbian on. Team USA.
Minus one.
It's minus one for flip-floppery. You cannot have two teams.
Why not?
You can't.
I got Jovi today at 11, and I got Bam today at 3. Should they not bench him?
Floppery.
Nope. Nope. You can't do that.
I'm going to tell you something right now, though.
Yeah.
If these mother bleepers, if they kowtow to that pressure and they bench Bam for Tatum, you might as well call me Tobinich because I'm going full Serbian.
Whoa.
Wait, but my question is, substituting – him for Bam.
Makes no sense.
They do different things.
I understand.
Yeah.
But I don't care. I don't like the fact that it was put in the ether. Yep. So if that happens, I may become a Serbian citizen.
You think
wow.
We got two of the coaches that don't give a damn about what nobody says. You think they're going to be influenced by that?
I don't know. Does Steve Kerr not care?
Steve Kerr doesn't care what people think. Have you heard him talk?
Yeah.
And you know Spo doesn't.
No, I know he doesn't. But he's not the head coach. He's the assistant.
Oh, okay. You then go have a conversation. Hey, you know Bam is our lockdown group with AD and Derek White. Okay? Don't mess with that. And Spo is big on that. Spo is big on all the starters could be injured, and he ain't going to move those three up to the starting rotation.
Because
he want those three to play together.
We'll take a quick break here on the show. Streaming live on YouTube, Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Mrs. Big Teeth herself.
I don't like how you've been very judgmental on teeth lately. It feels like you've moved on from fat shaming to teeth shaming.
Yeah.
She has some... Dude.
I just think of her as a singer. I don't think about her teeth.
I state the obvious. She smiles. I'm like, wow, that's a crispy, clean, white... perfectly lined up pair set of teeth.
I don't think you say that, though.
I don't think you did say that.
I think you say, whoa, look at the chompers on that one.
Man, what kind of trees are you chomping down? Building the dam anytime soon?
Same thing. I just say it in my old Leroy way.
Same thing.
Yeah. The samesies.
I don't think it is samesies.
It is.
Camp gets going again today. We got a couple camps. Kane's camp opening up today. Fall practice. Right. Getting it going.
So, first preseason game is this Friday or next Friday?
The first preseason game overall is this Friday. The Hall of Fame game is on Thursday. Fame,
so, next Friday.
And then next week, Dolphins-Falcons.
Wow, that's a lot more time than usual before the first preseason game.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like usually it's like 2 weeks and then camp gets going.
Yeah, that was three.
Not really, because they started in the middle of last week. Wait.
Started last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second week.
Right, and then it's a game
and
week.
And the third week in the game.
Nah, because it's a game week. Like, you're counting counting the game week as a week.
I'm going from game start day to game day.
Nah, you're not doing that right.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't know football.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I was in camp for a week, and then we have a game.
That's what
now
you have
they
a new
do
coach.
The warm up camp.
I will say that Bears Hard Knocks looks pretty goosies.
Really?
Looks pretty goosies.
Wow.
You think the quarterback will make that much of a difference?
I don't know. They're not playing him. I'm annoyed by that. Like, come on, he's a rookie. So, get him out there.
Marcos, let me ask you this.
Yes.
If the Bears are a lot better with the new quarterback, Will you look at the old quarterback differently?
No, because he likes mobile.
No, but I'm just saying. But
also, this Caleb Williams, crying baby.
Wait, that's true.
If Caleb is better,
yes,
and that team is more competitive and has a better record, will you look at Justin Fields differently? Because he had basically had the same team.
I got a question. How about this? Sure. Mm-hmm. You've been in this division before. Is there any shot in hell that the Packers fan doesn't have a huge fat head of him crying in his mama's arms?
Wow. You know how those fans do.
Especially, listen, you think the Packers Minnesota rivalry is big?
Oh, Packers Bears, dude.
Packers Bears. Oh my goodness.
Packers Bears, and then of course Aaron Rodgers for years was saying, "I own you."
You know what's crazy? Man. Is that the only division that has like two rivals like that? Because I mean, I think
NFC East would say they're rivals with Eagles, Giants, Eagles, right. Cowboys. I think
Cleveland
those are pretty strong.
Has two, but it's because of the move. So all of Cleveland hates Baltimore.
But Steelers is number one.
They also hate Steelers. Right, Steelers. Mm. But the Baltimore thing is personal.
Of course.
Right, so that there's that, but I think the oldest rivalry has to be Green Bay and Chicago.
Has to be,
right? Yeah. No, AFC West, they got nothing.
AFC West, Raiders, Chiefs, Raiders.
Yeah, but...
I mean everybody—they're kind of right now. Everybody's in a—you know—it's kind of like the AFCs. Like everybody hated the Patriots, but that's just because the Patriots were drubbing everybody.
Right.
You know? But I think there's probably more vitriol between Dolphins Bills in history and Dolphins Jets until the Patriots came and just stomped on everybody and everybody hates them, you know?
I would guess Dolphins Bills is because of because of Kelly and Marino, both teams being really good. But I would say the New York thing is bigger because of the transplants.
There's always a New York, South Florida thing. It's always going to be a thing. Exactly. It's always going to be a thing, for sure. Exactly. Let's hear some.
With the Knicks, right?
Ugh.
Plus, Pat Riley came from the Knicks.
Disgusting. Let's hear a little bit from our campers. River Craycraft. Intangibles!
I thought you were going to say, anytime touchdown, I'm on it.
Oh, always. Conejo Blanco.
You say, you know, he can't score if he's not dressed.
Do people call him that?
I mean, he puts himself with the white rabbit. I feel like if he's, but you're in Miami, I'm calling you Conejo Blanco.
Pretty good.
White rabbit. Mm.
So he's saying he's fast?
I guess so. Tangible. He did have a great catch. The way I went, the practice I went to on Sunday, he ended it with a really great one-handed catch in red zone drills. I was like, whoa, River. I wish I could have gotten 15-1 on that.
Okay.
He said, now we were talking about this on Monday because Jeff Wilson, he was saying a lot of wrinkles coming with this offense because he knows Mike McDaniel many years back to San Francisco, as does River Craycraft. And River Craycraft, he's also seeing a lot of evolutions in the offense. Here's River.
Yep. I think this offense evolves every year. You know, I've been with Mike and Wes for, you know, what is it, going on 5-6 years now. So I've seen the offense evolve throughout the years, and every year they come up with new things. And it really is incredible from my perspective, just because I have been with it for so long, to see how much change happens each year. So it's fun. It's interesting. It always gets the guys going. And I like where it's headed. So I'm excited to see what happens August 9th.
Shreethan says, how about you develop some playoff win wrinkles?
Jeez. Back to that impatient thing.
Damn, dude. I like that, though. A lot of evolutions. He's excited to see what's coming. It feels like he's got the movie trailer for what's coming for this offense.
Part of that is also on the players, though, right? In order for a coach to come in and expand it, you got to have the players that have the ability to grow with the offense. You got to have consistent players. So Mike has had the same players, right? You only have a couple of guys that's picking up a new offense. So that in itself is what also leads you to you know, be able to grow at this clip. You know, sometimes, you know, just doing something as simple as, hey, Tyreek, when you go in there this time, switch with Waddle. Right. You have the you're comfortable in knowing that those two guys are going to know exactly what to do. And it's going to be a wrinkle and it's going to look different. But to you, it's regular offense. And that's the whole point of it.
So you agree there are going to be wrinkles?
There always is. You don't run the same crap every year.
I like it.
You watch film. These coaches watch film of every game all offseason.
Sounds like we got to put the iron away.
Well, I'll tell you what they got to do. I wonder when was those meetings where they sat in and said, we didn't make any adjustments going out the second half. What could we have done here?
We didn't have any new tricks, Mike?
It's not even tricks. Sometimes a wrinkle is just running the same play out of a different formation or running the same play out of a different grouping so that you can set the tone for what group of guys you're going to play against. So if I can take, if I have a tight end who can both pass block, I mean, can run block and also get open in the open field, and I go regular, right? Regular offense, right? That means that you're going to have a linebacker over you instead of a safety. And now you split the tight end out and you got a linebacker out there, and then you run, you know, some pass plays out of that. Like, you've created a mismatch just with that simple adjustment, but to you, you've run the same plays.
Hey, dude, leave the starch at home, you know?
Wrinkles, dude.
Wrinkles, dude.
They got that cotton offense.
Hey, if you guys want to go see Limp Bizkit at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm next week, caller number 3 right now.
Did Limp Bizkit do it for the Nookie?
They did.
Mm. Okay.
They did. If you want to go see Limp Bizkit at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm next week, caller number 3 right now to 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of tickets. 305-567-0560. Pair of tickets to see Limp Bizkit at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. This is a Live Nation show, but caller 3 right now, Rockville. If you want to go see Limp Bizkit, 305-567-0560. 0560. Oh, our phones don't work, do they? All right. You want to know something, Marcos?
Yep.
I just realized that our phones don't work. So we
I
can't
thought this
give
was a formality.
Tickets.
That's why I didn't interrupt you. Mm. I was like, this may be a legality.
Let's see.
Yeah.
How can we give away these tickets now then?
So
should we give it to should we give it to a Twitcher who really wants it?
You're all over the country.
Ooh, a Twitcher. A local.
You gotta be local. You gotta be local though.
Or be in the market.
You give 2 away tomorrow when the phones work.
This guy's smart. He's good.
I don't know. Well, who knows who's to say they are going to work?
And, that's weird. But they definitely, you know, they definitely don't work now.
That's it. Tobin, give out your number. Call Tobin
personally.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hey, for those who wrote it down the last time he gave that.
If you have Tobin's number still, those tickets are yours.
If you guys, all right, you know, I don't know, figure it out.
All right, you know what? DM us, hit us on Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Put this on the YouTube chat here. If you're local and want these Limp Bizkit tickets, concert is next week, by the way, DM me on Instagram at ArtGodSavvy. If I reply to you, you are the winner. That is how we will select it, via social media. Contact us on the gram. If I reply to you, you are the winner. That's the way I decide.
I see how it is. You just want to up those followers, huh?
You know the vibes. Schmeathan just sent me a DM of a middle finger.
Wow. Perfect. I apologize. Listen, that's my bad as a host. I was like, oh, I just want to give out these tickets, but I forgot we have no phones. My bad.
Yeah.
I just saw this picture.
Schmeathan, we already know.
Schmeathan, we
you
already
don't
know
have
you.
To send a message saying you just sent a DM of your middle finger.
We're aware, Schmeathan. We know what you want.
Yes.
Love his consistency, though.
I was just looking at this. Today is a special day.
Oh.
It is Alexander Barkov's day with the Stanley Cup.
Oh, Barky!
Where is he? Here? Is he home?
That's what I want to know. I don't know where he is. Oh, I would love to know if he is in Finland or if he is down here. I'm assuming he's in Finland because I figured they want to bring it home to Finland. And they got like four guys from Finland on that team.
My question is this the time of year where it doesn't get dark?
In Finland? I don't know.
That whole area.
I'm not sure, dude. I don't know. I'm sending JFig this picture that they just released because Barkov has done something that, according to the keeper of the cup, has never been done before. And that is Barkov apparently likes skateboarding. I don't know what the hell is going on here. But this is the first ever time Barkov has had a professional skateboarder jump over the Stanley Cup. And I got to tell you, I'd be nervous if I was the keeper of the cup. What if he doesn't clear it?
I'm pretty sure they've gotten a bunch of dents out of that thing over the years.
Oh, I'm sure. But, like, you know, he probably wants to keep the tour on track and he doesn't want to have to send it back.
Not that tall.
What is?
Those guys jump over all kind of crazy.
That's fair. That's fair. Mm. But do you think the keeper of the cup knows that?
Mm. Nope. You didn't say a dude from on the corner that does it off the curb.
Well, I'm assuming he's a professional. I don't mean, maybe I should have.
Oh, and he's got a ramp. I thought he was just hopping up.
Oh, wow. No. You got to give him a ramp, dude. Woo!
Yeah, he got over it easily.
Not that easily.
They added height to it.
They did add some height to it. The guy probably was like, come on, easier than that. Barkov's like, he's got it, buddy. Don't worry.
He's got it.
That's Finland.
Oh, yeah, that looks like Finland.
That ain't here.
By the way, Finland doesn't get dark during the summer months. You were right, Leroy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's called the Midnight Sun.
Wow.
Thanks for looking at
me. I love that he has the white gloves. Nobody else has the white gloves, but I love that the keeper.
Hey, thank you for looking at me like I was an idiot, Tobin.
Tobin?
No, we had this debate about Finland already. I believed you.
No, it's not.
You doubted my boy.
Finland. What is it? Finland, Norway.
Funland.
And what's the other country? They're all connected up there.
I don't know.
Alaska. Sweden?
Wherever Ragnar Lothbrok took over.
Finland, Norway, and Sweden.
That's a Vikings reference. It has to be.
Yes.
Love that show. I'm watching Valhalla right now.
Yeah.
Apparently, he is in Finland.
No, nice.
Yeah.
Tampere, Finland, apparently.
You can tell just by the bricks.
Apparently, he's got like a whole rally going on right now. This is kind of cool. The Panthers are tweeting out some photos right now.
Jesus.
Can I just say this? Let's be clear. You can bring that Stanley Cup pretty much anywhere, and you're going to get a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Soon as one person tells another person, hey, Barkey has the Stanley Cup. Where? Then you're going to have 200 people.
Man, this is cool. Good for Barkov, man. Look at that.
Barkey. Wow, man.
But don't you love the fact that the keeper of the cup always has to have the white gloves on?
Gotta have the gloves.
Like, no matter.
In shorts.
At all times.
He's not even in a suit. So, wait. Let me get this straight. The keeper of the cup has to wear white gloves, but socks are optional?
Huh.
Yeah, exactly.
That seems nastier than touching the thing without gloves.
Look at those calves, though.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens when you care. How much does it weigh? 40?
Are you sure he's not Targaryen?
It's Damon.
And hey, that's that area.
Woo! 4.5 pounds.
Nice. I think I got some air, dude.
Yeah.
Is he like a famous Finland skater? Love to know.
34.5 pounds is how much it weighs.
Not nothing.
Famous Finland skater.
They jacked it up on another skateboard. Well. You want to impress me, Barky? You jump over it.
No, don't do that. No, I don't want him getting hurt. If he wants to do it, he can do it like on maybe roller skates or something, dude. I don't want skateboard. Skateboard just seems like disaster.
Yeah, I see that. I see that on YouTube and Twitter and IG all the time, right? Failed tricksters.
Oh, yeah. Remember we watched at Twin Peaks, Chive TV?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Chive? This whole time I thought it was Chive.
It is.
Okay. I'm like, what? Marius Savanian. That is the name of the skateboarder.
Is it?
Yes.
How do you know?
Hey,
Jameson Olive reported on NHL.com.
Oh, he's good. Yes.
He's good. He knows things about.
He knows things. Yeah. He knows things.
Marius Savanian.
And so is he. So he is the most famous Finnish skateboarder.
I'd say he's 34 years old, so he's no young whippersnapper necessarily. There's an article on him from 2015, so he's been around for quite some time. Time has not been kind to this gentleman, though.
Wow.
He does look a little bit like Pauly Shore. It's very strange. But,
yeah, Pauly Shore went from looking 12 to 75 quick.
Yes.
It looks like Etu Lustorainen is at this event for Barkey, too.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of cool.
Tampa.
It's called Barkov City today.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, you bring the Stanley Cup.
Wow, they will come.
If you build it.
I'll tell you what, if I brought the Stanley Cup to my high school, dude, we don't know what it is, but we celebrating.
Damn, so exciting.
Would you eat out of it?
I've also now seen a picture of Peter Worrell, who's reading books to kids.
Boom.
On Jameson Olive's Twitter account, and I'm just thinking to himself, and then, kids, I pulled the jersey over the head and gave him some uppercuts.
Yeah. I mean, he had to take a knee to give uppercuts because he was tall.
Yeah, you know, dude.
Happened, right?
Take a break. Get to hour two. Coming up next.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Put this on the YouTube chat here. If you're local and want these Limp Bizkit tickets, concert is next week, by the way. DM me on Instagram at ArtGodSavvy. If I reply to you, you are the winner. That is how we will select it, via social media. Contact us on the gram. If I reply to you, you are the winner. That's the way I decide.
I see how it is. You just want to up those followers, huh?
You know the vibe. Schmeathan just sent me a DM of a middle finger.
Wow. Perfect. I apologize. Listen, that's my bad. As a host, I was like, oh, I just want to give out these tickets, but I forgot we have no phones. My bad.
Yeah.
I just saw this picture.
Schmeathan, we already know.
Schmeathan, we already know you.
You don't have to send a message saying you just sent a DM of your middle finger.
We're aware, Schmeathan. We know what you want.
Yes.
Love his consistency, though.
I was just looking at this. Today is a special day.
Oh.
It is Alexander Barkov's day with the Stanley Cup.
Oh, Barky.
Where is it? Is he here? Is he home?
That's what I want to know. I don't know where he is. Oh, I would love to know if he is in Finland or if he is down here. I'm assuming he's in Finland. Because I figured they want to bring it home to Finland.
I mean...
And they got like four guys from Finland on that team.
My question is this the time of year where it doesn't get dark?
In Finland? I don't know.
That whole area.
I'm not sure, dude. I don't know. I'm sending JFig this picture that they just released because Barkov has done something that, according to the keeper of the cup, has never been done before. And that is... Barkov, apparently like skateboarding. I don't know what the hell is going on here. But this is the first ever time Barkov has had a professional skateboarder jump over the Stanley Cup. And I got to tell you, I'd be nervous if I was the keeper of the cup. What if he doesn't clear it?
I'm pretty sure they've gotten a bunch of dents out of that thing over the years.
Oh, I'm sure. But, like, you know, he probably wants to keep the tour on track. And he doesn't want to have to send it back.
Not that tall.
What is?
Those guys jump over all kind of crazy.
That's fair. That's fair. Mm. But do you think the keeper of the cup knows that?
No. You didn't say a dude from on the corner that does it off the curb.
Well, I'm assuming he's a professional. I don't mean, maybe I should have.
Oh, and he's got a ramp. I thought he was just hopping up.
Oh, no. You got to give him a ramp, dude. Woo!
Yeah, he got over it easily.
Not that easily.
They added height to it.
They did add some height to it. The guy probably was like, come on, easier than that. Barkov's like, he's got it, buddy. Don't worry.
He's got it.
That's Finland.
Oh, yeah, that looks like Finland.
That ain't here.
By the way, Finland doesn't get dark during the summer months. You're right, Leroy.
That's what I thought.
Man, it's called the midnight sun.
Wow.
Thanks for looking at
me. I love that he has the white gloves. Nobody else has the white gloves, but I love that the keeper.
Hey,
of,
hey, Thank you for looking at me like I was an idiot, Tobin.
Tobin?
No, we had this debate about Finland already. I believed you.
No, it's
you
not.
Doubted my boy.
Finland. What is it? Finland, Norway.
Finland.
And what's the other country? They're all connected up there.
I don't know. Alaska. Sweden? Wherever Ragnar Lothbrok took over.
Finland, Norway, and Sweden.
That's a Vikings reference. It has to be.
Oh, yes.
Love that show. I'm watching Valhalla right now.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, he is in Finland.
No, nice.
Yeah.
Tampere, Finland, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell just by the bricks.
Apparently, he's got like a whole rally going on right now. This is kind of cool. The Panthers are tweeting out some photos right now.
Jesus.
Can I just say this? Let's be clear. You can bring that Stanley Cup pretty much anywhere, and you're going to get a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Soon as one person tells another person, hey, Barkey has the Stanley Cup. Where? Then you're going to have 200 people.
Man, this is cool. Good for Barkov, man. Look at that.
Barkey. Wow, man.
But don't you love the fact that the keeper of the cup always has to have the white gloves on?
Gotta have the gloves. Like, no matter.
In shorts.
At he's all not even times.
In suit. He's not even in a suit. So, wait. Let me get this straight. The keeper of the cup has to wear white gloves, but socks are optional?
Huh.
Yeah, exactly.
That seems nastier than touching the thing without gloves.
Look at those calves, though.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens when you care. How much does it weigh? 40?
Are you sure he's not Targaryen?
It's Daemon.
And hey, that's that area.
Woo! 4.5 pounds.
Nice. I think I got some air, dude.
Yeah.
Is he like a famous Finland skater? Love to know.
34.5 pounds is how much it weighs.
Not nothing.
Famous Finland skater.
They jacked it up on another skateboard. Well. You want to impress me, Barky? You jump over it.
No, don't do that.
Meh.
No, I don't want him getting hurt. If he wants to do it, he can do it like on maybe roller skates or something, dude. I don't want skateboard. Skateboard just seems like disaster.
Yeah, I see that. I see that on YouTube and Twitter and IG all the time, right? Failed tricksters.
Oh, yeah. Remember we watched at Twin Peaks, Chive TV?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Chive? This whole time I thought it was Chive.
It is.
Okay. I'm like, what? Marius Savanian. That is the name of the skateboarder.
Is it?
Yes.
How do you know?
Hey,
Jameson Olive reported on NHL.com.
Oh, he's good.
Yes. He's good. He knows good. Things about
He knows things. Yeah. He knows things.
Marius Savanian.
And so is he? So he is the most famous Finnish skateboarder?
I'd say he's 34 years old, so he's no young whippersnapper necessarily. There's an article on him from 2015, so he's been around for quite some time. Time has not been kind to this gentleman, though.
Wow.
He does look a little bit like Pauly Shore. It's very strange. But,
yeah, Pauly Shore went from looking 12 to 75 quick.
Yes.
It looks like Etu Lustarainen is at this event for Barkey, too.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of cool.
Tampa.
It's called Barkov City today.
I'm telling you, you bring the Stanley Cup.
Wow, they will come.
If you build it.
I'll tell you what, if I brought the Stanley Cup to my high school, dude, we don't know what it is, but we celebrating.
Damn, so exciting.
Would you eat out of it?
I've also now seen a picture of Peter Worrell, who's reading books to kids.
Boom.
On Jameson Olive's Twitter account, and I'm just thinking to himself, and then, kids, I pulled the jersey over the head and gave him some uppercuts.
I mean, he had to take a knee to give uppercuts because he was tall.
Yeah, you know, dude.
Happened, right?
take a break. Get to hour two. Coming up next.